I had been working at the city's central hospital for 3 years. I loved my job. Being a nurse was extremely satisfying. I loved meeting new people. Dean had been staying at the hospital for a few weeks after he had broken his leg. He was a lawyer in the city, and extremely smart and successful. He was gorgeous, too. 28, muscular, and with crystal-clear green eyes. I knew he was attracted to me, and the feeling was mutual. He was staying in one of the private rooms, so it was always just the two of us when I went to see him. But I had been able to hold him off. On this particular night shift, however, things were different. First of all, I was horny as fuck and wasn't going to pass up an opportunity like that. Secondly, I knew that no one was around and decided to go for it. I went closer to his bed, knowing too well that he was going to try and grab my ass. The only difference was that this time around, I was going to allow him to take it wherever he wanted to. Just as I got near him, I saw that he was watching me, and he had a certain look in his eyes. It was weird how a high-powered lawyer who had broken his leg would invest his time in trying to fuck a nurse. I didn't know what his deal was, but I was more than ready to have a good time. He snuck his arm around my waist and pulled me toward him. He was strong, and I yelped playfully in surprise. I fell gently in his arms, and I could feel his muscles under his hospital gown. It was amazing how, after a very long hospital stay, he still smelled amazing. I took in his scent and allowed it to fill my lungs.
I want you so bad. I believe you already know that. I wouldn't mind taking you here on this bed,
he whispered in my ears, and I could feel myself getting hotter. My panties were already soaking wet, and even though I wanted him to, I needed to take it slow. Can I get more action and less talk, please? I whispered back in his ear. So I hitched up my nurse's dress and climbed on top of him and kissed him on the lips. He wasn't one to be dominated. I realized this from the way he grabbed my head and pulled me into the kiss and then took over. He wanted to be in control, and I could tell that his leg was really getting in the way of that. Then I took it a notch higher. I removed the sheets between us and proceeded to remove the hospital gown he was in. I could see the frustration in his eyes.
You must be enjoying this,
he said as he magically switched positions. I was now the one laying on the bed. I was concerned about his leg, but he seemed fine, so I threw it to the back of my mind. He kissed me once again, and at the same time, unbuttoned my nurse's uniform. My boobs were the first to be exposed. I wasn't wearing any bra because most of the time, it felt like I didn't need one. My boobs were perky and big, and my nipples stood to a point, fully aroused. His dick grew harder as he devoured them with his eyes. The expression he had was one of surprise and naughtiness.
I hope you don't have your panties on as well,
he said as he continued to remove the rest of my uniform. I did have my panties on, but they were soaked, and I knew that he would love that. Once the uniform was off and I was completely naked, he kissed my neck and went down to my stomach, deliberately avoiding my boobs. I wanted them to be touched, and I intended to make it known. I kissed his earlobes and neck and took his hands, slowly guiding them to my boobs. Once there, I squeezed them to motion for him to do the same, and he chuckled.
Patience, dear. I will get to them. But before then, let me give you a preview of what is to come, he said, and he slightly caressed them. His hands felt amazing, and I couldn't wait for more. He went back to my abdomen and placed wet kisses there. He slowly went down to my thighs and caressed them. He placed wet kisses all over my inner thighs, and I parted my legs even more to allow him more access. My throbbing pussy ached to be touched and worshipped. I found myself pushing further into his crotch. He was big and fully erect, and I knew that it was time for me to do something. I rubbed my pussy onto him, and he groaned as veins filled his forehead. I also ran my hands all over his toned abs as I kissed his sweet spots. He moaned lightly as my hand went down to his penis. He was dripping as well, and I used his pre-cum to lubricate my hands. The circumcised head was fully on display, and the veins were fully exposed. His balls seemed to be pulsating, and his dick was twitching. I took hold of it in my hands and began massaging it. It began slow and light, just to tease him, and as time went by, I increased my grip and speed. He was trembling at that point, and I had to slow it down. I didn't want him to come all over my hands yet. Our escapade was something that could put me in trouble if ever the hospital management found out. I wanted him inside me, and I wanted to show him what I could offer. I hadn't noticed him getting off the bed. He pulled me to the edge of the bed and spread my legs wider. My pussy was all exposed for him to see, which made me glad that I had gone for a Brazilian waxing the previous weekend. He went back to kissing my thighs and reached my pussy. He ate me out like a pro, and I almost screamed out in pleasure. The first thing he did was focus on my clit. His tongue did wonders, and I almost came just from clitoral stimulation. He noticed that, and even though he didn't stop stimulating it, he reduced what he was doing then and went to my pussy and sucked me dry as he fucked me with his tongue. I took the pillow and covered my face with it so that my moans would not be loud. He replaced his tongue with his fingers, and he drove them in and out of my pussy like a pro. Just when I thought that his trick was over, he surprised me. I hadn't been expecting what he did next, but I was glad that it happened, and I found someone who knew what he was doing. He turned me over so that my ass was in the air, and he was behind me. He spread my legs wider once more and ran his fingers on my pussy. I loved how he was doing it, and one would easily think that he was inspecting it. He then parted my lips, exposing my drippy, wet, pink pussy. Then he licked it. I gasped and moaned as loud as it came. But that was not all. He then used his dick and rubbed it up and down, not forgetting my ass. He then finally pushed his dick into my pussy. I had waited for a long time to feel his raw skin against mine, and it was finally done. He pushed himself in and out of me as he pinched my ass. He groaned loudly, unable to control himself this time. He kept fucking me until the unexpected happened. He pulled himself out of my pussy and pushed two of his fingers onto my wet cunt. He then removed them and placed them slowly into my butt, gently,
allowing me to get used to the idea. He used his other hand to massage my clit and make me relax. Once I was relaxed, he rubbed my ass with his penis as if to seek my consent first. When I didn't do a thing and seemed to be enjoying it, he slowly pushed himself into my ass. I was a virgin in that area and was glad that I had finally tried it. It was free of pain and pleasurable. He went slow at first, and when I felt like he had needed to go faster, I pushed myself into him. He froze and groaned and grabbed my ass. As he pumped me in my ass, slapping into my ass cheeks, I groaned, biting my lip. It was hard to keep quiet. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it. Don't stop. Keep going. He had lost control and was holding on to me. On and on, he thrust his cock in and out of my asshole until I couldn't take it any longer and cried out in ecstasy, and feelings of intense pleasure soared through my pussy and through my legs, turning them to jelly. My asshole went tight, gripping the sides of his throbbing penis, and he called out as he also reached orgasm. The noise in the room was loud, but we couldn't help ourselves. Afterwards, as we lay there, we tried to compose ourselves. After a few minutes, I got up and kissed him and winked as I promised to come for his checkup later. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.